Good morning. Okay, so today I need y'all to be eyewitnesses for me. Does anyone know what the word eyewitness means? Yeah. Someone who, yeah, they watch, they see something, and they don't just see with their eyes, but then they do something else. What do they do afterwards? They speak. Yeah, they tell people about it. And so let's do a little practice. I'm going to share a bit of a story. And anytime I say something about seeing, so if I say the word see or saw or watch or look, I want you to put on your eyewitness glasses.
And if these glasses
aren't fancy enough for you, you can try another eyewitness glasses.
So, simple glasses. Fancy glasses. Let's give them a try. All right. Way to go, guys. Okay.
So, again, our words, if we hear see or watch or look or something like that, we're going to put on our glasses. So, it's important for us to keep up with what goes on in the world. And one way that we do that is by watching the news. Okay, and a typical news broadcast, it may have several different, like, on-the-scene reporters. And the announcer might say something like, "Fire destroyed downtown businesses today. Channel 13, eyewitness news reporter Marcy Brown is on the scene. Marcy?" "Thank you, Bob. I'm Marcy here. I'm with Caleb Smith, witness to the fire. Caleb, can you tell me what you saw?" The eyewitness would then tell everyone what he saw. And then it helps us to understand what happened when we have the eyewitness report. So when we're thinking about our scripture today, there was no TV in the time of Jesus, but eyewitness reports were still very important. One day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him, and he saw people look at him, and he said, "Look! That's right, look! There is the Lamb of God. He's the one I told you about. I didn't know he was the Messiah when I baptized him. But then I saw." So he saw the Holy Spirit come down from the heaven like a dove, and it landed right on Jesus' shoulder. John said, "I saw it. I saw it with my own two eyes. This is the Son of God." So, when people heard John's eyewitness report, it helped them understand and believe in Jesus. So y'all did an excellent job being eyewitness reporters. You don't have to make glasses anymore when I say saw or look or anyone else does. But if you want to remember throughout the week, you can just keep doing it. And when people laugh hard, or they say, "What are you doing?" you can tell them all about how you're an eyewitness for Jesus. How when we see Jesus and God move, how when we see love, how we want to tell people all about Jesus. Because God wants us to be part of God's eyewitness team. And so when we see God move, we have to tell other people about it. That we want other people to know God's love too. So can we put our hands together and repeat after me for our prayer? Dear God, help us be witnesses so that others will know God's love. Amen.